such a wonderful introduction.
感谢 Jonathan 弟兄给我们一个这么好的开始。
I firmly believe in my heart that His Spirit, the Lord's Spirit, is working in the midst of us.
我心里面深深的相信神的灵在我们的心里做工。
As if the Lord's Spirit is hovering over us.
神的灵是在我们之上。
And He wants to bring so many things to us.
他要把许多的事来赐给我们。
Let us once more pray.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we come to Thee with humble heart.
亲爱的主，我们来到你面前，带着一个谦卑的心。
Broken heart and contrite spirit.
忧伤痛悔的灵。
And as we come humbly before Thee, You will not cast it out.
主啊，如果一个忧伤痛悔的灵，你必不轻看。
And we know that we have found place in Your presence this afternoon.
感谢你，今天我们在你里面找到了我们所在。
Speak to each one of us.
对每一个人说话。
Convict us.
在我们里面做那信的工作。
Bring salvation unto us.
把救恩带到我们中间。
Bring life unto us.
把生命赐给我们。
Hope and joy.And all that you want to bless us with.
喜乐盼望所有一切你要祝福我们的。
With much thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
带着深深的感谢，我们这样的祈求是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I never realized, and it never came to my mind up to this moment when dear brother Jonathan mentioned.Starting with our own family.
我原来没有意识到，但是 Jonathan 弟兄带诗的时候，我就想到，原来是从家庭里面开始。
As our dear brother was mentioning about his six children, now I have started remembering my three grandchildren.
当弟兄讲到他有六个儿女的时候，我就想到我有三个孙子孙女。
I don't know where the message will lead us.
我不知道这个信息会带到哪里。
But I have some burden in my heart to share with you all, regarding the gospel.
但是我心里今天的负担是跟大家分享关于福音。
Scripture tells where there is no vision, people perish.
在圣经里面讲到，没有异象，民就分散。
We quite often sing this hymn, "Be Thou My Vision."
我们经常唱一首歌，就是你是我的意象。
And Paul ended up telling many times before many authorities, especially as we remember talking, he was talking to King Agrippa.
使徒保罗经常在那些掌权的人面前，尤其有一次在亚基帕王面前。
Oh, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to this heavenly vision.
他说亚基帕王啊，故此我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Maybe 4 or 5 months back, I met my friend who is a Nigerian pastor.
在大概4-5个月前，我遇见了我的朋友，他是在尼日利亚做牧师的。
And he says, Lord has given me a vision, and I was thrilled to hear these words from this powerful, mighty pastor.
那这个牧师告诉我，他看到一个异象，那我非常的激动，听到他的分享。
And he ended up showing me this, giving it to me, 1 million souls by 2021.
然后他就给我看这个小册子，上面写的是在2021年之前，100万个灵魂。
And then by the leading of the Lord, he must have wrote this, touch alive today with the love of Jesus Christ.
然后在下面那个小字就是说，今天就触摸到一个灵魂，让他触摸到基督的爱。
What I want to tell is this, still even today, and it can be even at this moment, Lord can speak to us in this radical manner.
所以我要跟大家讲的就是，每一天，就算这个时刻，神也可以借着这样的事向我们说话。
Let us turn to one scripture portion which is found in book of Habakkuk.
让我们先来看一处的章节，是在哈巴谷书。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
是第二章的第二节。
Habakkuk, chapter 2 verse 2.
哈巴谷书的第二章第二节。
It may be a little difficult to find this book.
这个章节可能不太容易找到。
But it is very interesting and important book in the mind of prophets.
是非常重要的，在小先知里面，在先知书里面。
And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it.
他对我说，我将这末世明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读，或者译作随跑随读。
Before we go any further, I want to make sure in the Mandarin translation, is it written in the same way?
在继续之前，我想确认，就是在中文的翻译里面有没有这样的翻译。
Is it the same way? It is.
Yeah.
Because in many translations, even the foreign language translations, in my national language translation, it says write it in a manner maybe bold and clear that someone can read it while running.
因为在很多的那个语言里面，包括在印度的这个语言里面，它的翻译是让这个是明明的，容易的被读，而且呢一边读一边奔跑。
This summer I was with one Pakistani church, and that translation read this way. I said, "What can I do with this now?"
然后在一次前一段，我在一个巴基斯坦的教会里面跟他们分享的。
That translation as if.Took away the whole burden of the Lord.
那我就听到这个翻译，就是一边读一边跑，然后这个里面就把神他的那个整个负担托在我身上。
As if the Lord was telling the prophet, write in a manner that people can, while running, they can read.
好像这里面讲到的就是神在跟先知讲，你呢是一边跑一边读。
But in King James Version, same way in Darby's Version and many other translations, we see the Lord telling him to write in a manner that he may run that readeth it.
在那个钦定版还有其他的版本里面，像 Darby 的版本里面，就是讲你读完之后可以跑。
That is the power hidden in this scripture portion.
所以在这个章节里面，他的能大能就在这个意思里面。
This is the Lord's desire that when someone may give or come up with the Lord's vision, the one who may speak, the one who may hear, they may take it to their heart and run with it.
所以呢，这个意象就是说，当一个人听到神向他所说的话。而且呢，这个话进到他心里的时候，他就可以来奔跑。
Who is the person in the New Testament who ran with this vision?
在新约里面是哪一个人，他得到这个意象之后就开始奔跑呢
？High schoolers, if you have answer,
这个高中生有没有人知道
？I'm just trying to catch your attention to keep you awake.
我问这个问题是让你可以集中注意力。
Because Brother Solomon ended up telling in the meeting that sometimes they sleep. Means many of us, I have even seen people sleeping.
那有人高中的老师告诉我说，这个高中生经常在那个聚会的时候是在那昏睡。
In the New Testament, we have found Paul running with this vision.
在新约里我们看到的是保罗他是得到异象而且奔跑的。
He tells in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, or I have ran my course, I have kept the faith.
在提摩太后书四章七节里面，那里面讲过，他说那美好的仗我已经打过了，那当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
As he saw this vision of the Lord,He just took it to his heart, had a strong grip on it, and he ran with it with all his passion.
所以当保罗他得到异象之后，就把它存在自己的心里，紧紧抓住它，而且来奔跑。
This pastor is also taking this vision so seriously not only for himself, but he is awakening people all over the places where people are not desiring or have no burden to preach the gospel. He is stirring them up.
我提到的这个牧师，他是如此的看重这件事情，所以在那些对福音那些不冷不热的人里面，他也做那个唤醒的工作。
And I am here standing in front of you all with the same burden to provoke you with jealousy, to preach the gospel.
所以今天我在这里也是同样的一个负担，想在我们中间让这个祭邪的心可以在我们心里面做这个燃烧的工作。
To provoke someone to jealousy, it's not an easy task.
让一个人里面有这个祭邪的心不是一个容易的事。
Prayerfully, I want to try this afternoon.
我也希望我们的年轻人下午就来尝试。
And I believe the Spirit of the Lord will definitely touch some of us.
我相信神的灵今天一定会触摸到某些人。
And we'll speak time to time about Paul because he is the classic example in front of us.
我经常会提到保罗，因为他是一个非常好的榜样在我们面前。
He makes some statements we have never heard before.
他有一些讲论是我们从来没有听到过。
Turn with me to Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
大家可以跟我一起翻到罗马书的一章十六节。
Paul's epistle to Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
就是保罗写的罗马人书第一章第十六节。
And here we see Paul boldly proclaiming this.
在这里我们看到保罗他是大胆的这样宣告。
And then he gives the reason why he's telling in this manner.
而且他也说出为什么他这样讲的原因。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. 他说我不以福音为耻。
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth.
因为他说这福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的。
He was so much captured by this gospel of Christ that he ended up telling believers that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
他是这样被基督的福音抓住，所以他告诉那些信主的人，就说我不以福音为耻。
And as if he put some emphasis on Christ.
这里面这个重点就是基督。
This gospel he's talking about is not just other gospel, but this gospel is of Christ.
这个福音不是任何其他的福音，是基督的福音。
I can talk for myself immediately after I got saved on 21st of June 1989 in Brooklyn, New York.
我可以做自己的见证。当1989年6月21号我得救的时候，
Lord gave me the opportunity within few minutes to talk about Lord's gospel and his salvation.
就几分钟之内我就有机会跟人来传讲我自己身上的救恩。
And then for many years, day after day, day by day, the intensityof this, talking about the gospel of the Lord and the salvation of the Lord, grew and grew and grew.
然后在许多年间一天一天这个传讲福音的密度一直在增加。
And as dear brother mentioned to us, when one sinner repents, there is great joy in heaven.
刚才弟兄已经提到如果在这个地上有一个灵魂可以得救的话，在天上有极大的喜乐。
And I want to tell you all here, especially in the young people, this we can be the recipient of this heavenly joy.
我要告诉大家，包括年轻人里面，你们也可以得着这个天上的喜乐。
When we preach the gospel, give the good news, and someone may receive the Lord as their own personal Lord and Savior.
当你传福音把这个好消息告诉人那个人接受了这个救恩的时候
There is great joy in heaven.
在天上有极大的喜乐。
And somehow we will receive the same joy in our spirit, in our life, in our heart.
那不知如何，这样的喜乐也在我们的灵里，在我们的心里。
Today we heard this word joy repeatedly during our worship time.
今天早上在敬拜的时间，我们重复的听到喜乐这个词。
Why the joy of the Lord is so important for us?
为什么从神来的喜乐如此的重要呢？
I must say why it is so vital unto the believer.
我要讲的是为什么这个喜乐对我们信主的人是如此的重要。
Scripture tells the joy of the Lord is your strength.
因为圣经里面讲到这个从神来的喜乐是我们的力量。
Brother Buxton used to add this to this, says the joy unspeakable and full of his glory.
巴信弟兄在这个上面继续的加上一些，他说这个说不出来的喜乐，
This joy is such a joy one cannot describe it or tell about it.
这个喜乐是有的时候不能用言语把它说出来的。
It is associated with heavenly glory.
这是与天上的荣耀连在一起。
That will impart in our lives the glory of the Most High God.
这个至高神的荣耀可以在我们的生命里面成为
Glory is everything for believer.
对我们信主的人来讲，荣耀应该是一切的一切。
In the Old Testament, glory departed.
在旧约里面讲到荣耀离开。
A mom ended up giving the name to the son, Ichabod.
儿子生下来，他的名字叫以加伯，意思就是荣耀离开以色列。
Glory departed.
就是荣耀离开了。
Lord's presence was not found in the midst of his people, God's people.
在神的儿女中间，但神的同在找不到了。
But as Solomon came up, built the temple, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
当所罗门建造圣殿完成的时候，神的荣耀充满那个殿。
So many things are connected.With gospel preaching and winning souls.
所以赢得这些灵魂来传福音是与这些紧紧的连在一起的。
And as this hymn was giving us admonition, encouragement, and even a call that we must preach the gospel and take souls with us to greet our Lord.
刚才这首诗歌里面也鼓励我们，我们必须要赢得这些灵魂，然后可以把这样的工作带回到主的面前。
I have already given the punchline, but still I will raise this question. I asked this question somewhere else, and there was silence.
我已经把这个主要的题目跟大家分享了。有的时候我分享的时候，底下的人都是沉默的。
The thought of going to heaven itself is so great.Which will thrill us. The thought of going to heaven is such a wonderful thought that may thrill us, give us thrilling.
这个进到天国里面这个是如此的奇妙，所以让我们整个人应该是很兴奋的。
But now the question is, what can be greater than that? What can give us even greater joy?
那问题就是说，有没有更大的喜乐呢？
I need the answer. I want to see how the Spirit of the Lord is working in the midst of us this afternoon.
我希望大家来回答，因为我想看看神的灵在我们中间做的工作是什么。
I want to spend next 30 seconds on this.
下面30秒。
Anybody has an answer?
有人有这个回答吗？
Youngest to the oldest.
从年轻的到年长的。
And I have already given you the punchline.
我已经问了大家，就是比进天堂更大的喜乐。
Be bold.
大家
Yes. Exactly.
灵魂的得救。
Means, yes, I'm thrilled to go to heaven, but it is something different. It is another thing to take souls with us to greet the Lord.
所以我们可以去到天上是如此的奇妙，如此的喜乐。但是如果我们能够带着得救的灵魂到神的面前，那是更大的一个让人兴奋的事。
Paul's ministry was revolving around this one concept, the gospel.
所以保罗他的服事一直是围绕着福音。
Let us turn to one more scripture portion, which is found in Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
让我们再看一处的章节，是在马可福音16:15.
Gospel according to Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
马可福音16:15.
And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民。
What color this scripture is written in your Bible?
在你的圣经里面，这句话它的颜色是什么？
Is it black or red? Red.
红色还是？
So it speaks or it gives some greater emphasis on this particular scripture.
所以如果是红色的话，证明这一个章节是有更加重要的意义。
Why it is written in red?
为什么有的圣经里面它是红色的？
Why?The Lord Himself spoke these words.
因为这是主自己口里所说的话。
Scripture tells in the New Testament that Lord Jesus started preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
在新约里面讲到，主耶稣他传福音的时候是传那个天国的福音。
This is the first account, first record in the scriptures about the Lord and what He was doing.
这个是关乎主耶稣他做工的第一件事记载下来。
And as if just right before finishing his ministry, Lord is telling this.
那现在这里讲到主耶稣在地上的工作完成之前，他还是讲这句话。
Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
And now knowing all the importance ofPreaching of the gospel, we want to go further.
现在我们已经知道传福音的重要性，要下面再进一步。
And we have to individually and as a gathering, as this body, as this church, we have to face this scripture.
那作为个人，作为团体，基督的身体，我们要一起面对这些章节。
Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20.
在以赛亚书5:20.
Turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 20.
在以赛亚书的5:20.
We may find ourselves one of them among those for whom the scripture is written.
也许在我们中间有些人是在这个章节所讲的那个光景里面。
Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil.
祸灾那些称恶为善称善为恶。
That put darkness for light and light for darkness.
以暗为光以光为暗。
That put bitter for sweet.And sweet for bitter.
以苦为甜，以甜为苦的人。
Darkness is one thing, but how gross darkness is found in this scripture portion.
黑暗已经是非常糟糕的事情，但是在这个章节里面提到的是更糟糕。
And that is why Lord, through His prophet Isaiah,Telling, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, put darkness for light and light for darkness, put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
所以这里神让先知这么讲，祸灾那些称恶为善，称善为恶，以暗为光，以光为暗，以苦为甜，以甜为苦的人。
Let me further explain this scripture. Here is my friend, and I'm telling.See, there is light. And he looks at me and says, What light you are talking about? That is darkness.
让我再进一步的解释。我跟一个朋友说，看哪，这里是光明。然后呢，这个人却说，哪里有光明？我看到只是黑暗。
The prince of the world, this world has blinded the eyes of people.
因为这个世界的王弄瞎了人的眼。
And there...Understanding is seared in such a manner up to that point where they started calling darkness light and light darkness.
他们的这个心思已经啊这么的败坏，甚至看到光，他们说这是暗。
Exactly 3 years back, this scripture portion all of a sudden came to my spirit from the Lord.
在三年前，这个章节里面所讲到的，就是在哎呀，神在灵里让我看到。
And early morning at 3 a.m.Me and my wife Daisy, we were up, awake, and the results of the election was coming out. Lord started speaking to me and my wife, telling, yes, lot of gospel has gone out of United States of America to far countries, so many countries and places.
在那个早上三点，我跟我的妻子一起起来祷告，看到那些选举的结果出来的时候，心里面我们就在想，没错，神借着美国传了福音到许多其他的地方。
Lot of missionaries have done great work throughout this world by spreading the good news, giving the gospel.
很多的宣教士，神借着他们把福音传到各地。
But the Lord's Spirit was telling us so clearly.Now the time has come where gospel must be preached in this United States of America.
但是神的灵却在那里告诉我，时间到了，现在就是了，要在美国传福音。
Not just generally speaking in the whole country, this is the situation, but somehow, somewhere, here and there, we see the same thing even among God's people.
不光是美国这个国家是这样的光景，甚至在属神的人里面，我们也看到有这样的光景。
And that is why, in those days, it was no different than these days.
所以在当时是如何，今天也是如何。
In Paul's time, it was the same.
在保罗的那个时代也是如此。
And he ended up telling.Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16.
所以让我们再翻到哥林多前书九章十六节，看看他是怎么讲。
Paul's first epistle to Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16.
就是哥林多前书的九章十六节。
He says, Yea, woe is unto me if I preach notThe gospel.
在那里讲到，如果我不传福音，我便有祸了。
In Isaiah 5:20, the woe, we can take it a little bit lightly.
在以赛亚书五章二十节讲到的那个祸灾，如果我们轻看它的话
，and we may not comprehend or understand this Isaiah 5:20 fully.
那我们就不可能完全的理解在哥林多前书这里面所讲到的。
It may not ring a bell in our mind, in our heart, in our spirit.
就不会在我们的心思意念，在我们的心里，在我们的灵里，让我们看见这件事。
But the greatest apostle, even Paul himself, is telling this, Yea, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel.
但是就是这个这么伟大的使徒保罗，他也这么讲，如果我不传福音，就有祸了。
It is one thing to tell woe unto you, woe unto someone.
如果是对其他人讲说，在你身上祸灾了，在他身上祸灾了，是一件事。
But telling ourselves, woe unto me, if I preach not the gospel, it is coming from the deep down.Of our heart.
但是如果这么讲，就说我自己如果不传福音就有祸了，那个是从那个深处所出来的。
Out of great conviction that was coming out from the depths of his spirit, and he knew that this is the truth.
所以是从他的灵里面深处，他承认这是一个事实。
He wanted to put some more emphasis on this, and that's why he says, "Yea, yes."Woe unto me if I preach not the gospel.
所以他是这么重的话语说，若不传福音，我便有祸了。
Some places I have done this, and I dare to do this, in the midst of us. Every morning, as we get up, before prayer, our quiet time or after our quiet time or prayer time, we must raise our finger and point it towards our heart and tell, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel.
我在很多地方让大家这样做，在这里我也试一试，就是我们早上起来之后，在晨更之前或者晨更之后，在这个静默的时间前后，我们举起自己的手，指着自己的心说，我若不传福音就有祸了。
I want to mention why gospel is so important.
我愿意跟大家来讲到为什么传福音这么的重要。
I already have set a tone, but even more so I want to put this before you.
这个音调我刚才已经定了，但现在我还要再来重复，让大家看到更多。
Turn with me to Mark chapter 8 verse 35.
让我们现在翻到马可福音的第八章第三十五节。
Gospel according to Mark chapter 8 verse 35.
马可福音的八章三十五节。
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it.
马可福音八章三十五节，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。
What do you understand by this scripture?Or can you tell me where the emphasis is given in this scripture portion?
大家怎么理解这一个章节呢？或者说你看到这个章节里面的重点在哪里？
I need an answer, please.
我现在需要大家来试着回答。
Because Bible study is one thing where we come up with 10 different opinions about one scripture, but the revelation coming from the Lord is entirely different thing.
我们查经，如果大家有十个不同的看法意见，这是一件事情。但如果有一件事有一个启示是从神来，那就是完全另外一件事。
There can be different emphases found in one scripture portion, but in the time, in the timely manner, Lord wants to reveal something to us specifically.
没错，在每个章节都有不同的重点，但有的时候就在那一刻，神是要向我们有一个非常具体的启示。
Here we see losing life and saving life. That is very important thing.
这里面让我们看到一个很重要的，就是关乎丧掉生命或者救了生命。
But to me, when it is written, for my sake, Lord Jesus is telling, for my sake,If you lose your life, you will get it. And the gospel's sake.
在这里面耶稣讲的是，如果是为我的缘故，还有就是为福音的缘故，如果你丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
How many of us are willing and more than willing to give our lives for Lord Jesus?
在我们中间有多少人是愿意把自己的生命归给耶稣的？
Can we raise hands?
你能不能举一下手？
All hands I want to see.
我要看到的是每个人都举起手。
All hands.
所有的手。
And only then and then I can see the importance of the scripture portion.
只有当我看见之后，我相信我们才会知道这里面的重要
性。Now, how many of us are willing to lay down our life or give our lives for gospel's sake?
那有多少人在我们中间是愿意为了福音
Raise your hand,
丧掉生命呢？请您举一下手。
Yes, here and there, some hands are raised. Wonderful, praise the Lord.
这里或那里有一些手举起来。那为这个感谢主。
But dear brothers and sisters, what I understand from this scripture portion, that here is Lord Jesus, and he brings something at the same position, with the same value, importance, and he calls it gospel.
那我在这里所理解的所看到的是什么呢？就是耶稣在这里把一件事情摆到跟他同等重要的摆在一起的，就是福音。
So much love we have shown towards the Lord in our worship, in our words, in our actions. But it is the Lord's desire that we may have the same passion, love, conviction in our heart for the gospel also.
我们经常呢会把我们的爱向着神来显出，在我们的敬拜、我们的言语、我们的行动里面。但神的心意是让我们有同样的这样的心意，是为着福音。
As if one scripture is not strong enough to convict us or bring conviction in our heart, I would like to draw your attention to another scripture which is found in the same Gospel of Mark.
如果这样的章节还没有让我们心里确信的话，我要跟大家再来读在马可福音里面的另外一处章节。
Turn with me to Mark chapter 10 verse 29.
就是在马可福音的第十章第二十九节。
And don't be surprised, you will find these letters, this scripture in red letters.
所以不要惊奇，你看到我们要读的又是红色的标记。
Mark 10:29 reads,And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that had left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's sake.
在二十九节那里面讲，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋，或是弟兄姐妹、父母儿女、田地。
Dear brothers and sisters, we don't want to find ourselves telling the Lord, Lord, but not paying any attention to certain things found in the scriptures.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不愿意自己是这样称主为主，但是对圣经神话语里面的事情却没有在乎。
I would like to stretch this to a point where I will dare to tell whenever we remember Lord Jesus or whenever we may utter the name of our Lord Jesus, the Spirit of God may remind us of the importance of the gospel.
所以我想把这个再往前带一步，就是当我们在提到主耶稣的名的时候，同时要想到福音。
Now for the half of the time I have done some work, and the rest let the Holy Spirit work in us.
并不是说我来做一半，然后剩下的让圣灵来做下一半。
If some of you are confused and afraid of this word gospel and have questions regarding it, I want to answer some questions.
如果在我们中间有人听到福音这个词呢？开始有疑问，甚至有惧怕，那我现在就愿意来回答你心里有的问题。
Someone may say it is so difficult.
有的人会这么讲，福音太难了。
It is so hard.
非常难。
It is so scary.
非常让人害怕。
I am not worthy.
我不配。
And there may be many more things.
还有许多其他的想法。
For enemy is the mastermind.
因为仇敌呢，他是这方面的那个。
He will confuse us, he will dishearten us, discourage us, sidetrack us, and won't let us give importance to the gospel preaching.
因为仇敌，魔鬼就是说谎者的父，他会用一切的办法让我们从传福音这件事上，会灰心，或者从这件事上岔开。
How the enemy was fighting against the early disciples and the apostles even.
那这个仇敌他当时在早期是如何与使徒们在传福音事上来征战呢？
As the persecution increased,
首先是逼迫增加了。
All the disciples started hiding themselves. They shut up their homes and the doors, and they were so afraid.
就是这些使徒们，他们都隐藏了，在自己的家里要关起门窗。
And Lord must come to help them in this situation.
这个时候，主就要进到这样的环境里面、情形里面来帮助他们。
And Holy Spirit was given unto them on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节赐下了圣灵。
And they were all filled with the power of God.
他们就被神的能力所充满。
And with boldness they proclaim the salvation.
然后他们就有胆量来宣扬这个救恩。
Scripture tells they boldly proclaim the resurrection of Christ Jesus.
圣经里面讲到，他们就在那里大胆传讲主耶稣基督的救恩。
Even Peter was so bold and courageous that he started pointing his finger to the big mob, big crowd, says, "You crucified my Lord, but God the Father has raised him from the dead."
甚至这个使徒彼得他是如此的大胆，他就用他的手指指着当时的人就说，这是你们钉在十字架上的耶稣。
If you have any question or any doubt or a fear regarding this gospel,The Spirit of Jesus is the answer.
所以如果你在福音上面有迷惑有惧怕有退后的话
Lord,
那基督的灵就是你的答案。
Lord has not given us the spirit of timidity or fear.
神给我们的不是胆怯的心
but of love, of sound mind, and of power.
而是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Measure of the spirit in us can be differed from can may differ from one to another.
也许圣灵在我们每个人身上的工作显现都不太一样。
But upon asking, it shall be given unto us.
但是如果我们向神求的话，神会赐下圣灵给我们。
I think this is more than enough as an admonition and encouragement.
希望刚才这些已经足够让我们可以得激励。
I would like to share.Some our own, my wife's experiences to strengthen you and to make it very clear to you that how easy the gospel sharing, gospel preaching is.
那我希望借着我和我妻子的一些经历让大家得刚强而且清楚地看见传福音它的应该是如何。
And in the Lord's agenda, how This is the gospel has the topmost priority.
在神的安排里面，这个福音是最高的那个优先。
Yes, it is good to grow in the Lord and be strong in the Lord, and so many things.
没错，在主里面成长长大，而且在主里面刚强是非常重要的。
But it is the Lord's desire that after receiving all these good things from the Lord, it may be channelized.It can be utilized in this very practical matter of gospel.
所以当我们接受了这些从神来的恩典之后，要成为一个管道，我们可以来操练怎样来传福音。
If you have a little desire, if you will show this little desire before the Lord, He will do wonders in your life and through your life.
只要我们里面有一点点这样的心意，他就可以在我们的生命里面做奇妙的工作。
He can use just anyone.
他可以用任何一个人。
Lord has used our 3.5-year-old Grace in New York for the gospel purpose.
甚至神可以用我那个三岁半的那个孙女 Grace 来做这个奇妙的工作。
Me and Daisy used to preach the gospel in all 5 boroughs of New York with the.Ample speaker.
Oh, 我跟我的妻子 Daisy 曾经在纽约的那个几个街区里面用那个高音的喇叭来传福音在街上。
And on Saturdays, Grace will come with me.
在周六的时候，我们的女儿 Grace 就跟我们
and on
跟着我们。
And Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn, I used to stand on the corner of the street, and I will give tracts and preach the gospel to people. On the sidewalk, who are passing by.
所以在布鲁克林的那个第五街的街角，我曾经就在那里把福音的单张传出去，而且传福音。
Once I saw some people coming towards me, and their outward appearance was such, I knew in the heart of my heart they will curse me, and they will mock at me.
那有一次呢，有一些人向着我走过来，从外面看起来，我已经知道他们就是要在那里来指责我，而且在那里嘲笑我。
And I asked the Lord, Lord, I have a strong desire. I want to put tracts in their hands. I want to talk about you to them.
那我就跟神讲说，我里面有一个强烈的心愿，要把这个福音的单张放在他们手里，向他们来讲福音。
And the first time I heard from the Lord, put two tracts in the hands of grace.
然后呢，就有一个声音跟我讲，把两个单张放在女儿 Grace 的手里。
And then send her.
然后就让这个小女儿走过去。
Here on the sidewalk, these four or five people are coming, and here goes Grace.
所以在人行道上四五个人这么走过来。
The grace of the Lord
就这么走过去。
Was taking care of my fear and all the rest of the things.
然后神的恩典就让我里面的惧怕、其他的问题都已经被拿去了。
That was the first time in my life I was doing such a thing.
这是在我生命里面的第一次。
And she went in front of them and blocked their way.
然后这个 Grace 就走到他们面前，把他们挡住。
And these people were wonderstruck what this little girl has to offer unto us.
然后这些人就说，这个小女孩可以给我们什么呢？
They took the tracts and they were smiling. I don't know whether they understood that this is tract and it has some gospel message, but they were smiling. They were happy to see Grace.
然后他们就拿到这个单张，我不知道他们知不知道内容是什么，但是呢，不知道如何，他们里面就开始喜乐起来，甚至笑起来。
As if the Lord softened their hearts and prepared their hearts as they were coming closer to me.
所以当他们走过来这几步中间，神已经让他们的心软下来。
And I had an opportunity to give the gospel, talk to them about the goodness of the Lord.
然后我就有一个机会跟他们传福音，讲到主的美善。
There are no rules in sharing the gospel.
传福音没有一个规则。
Lord may just tell us something even crazy to give the gospel to someone.
也许要传福音的时候，神让我们做的是一件很疯狂的事。
Sometimes back, I end up telling about Brother Buck Singh with a big group. He was preaching in one small town, and the leader of that town.Was a bad man and came to Brother Buck Singh.
有一次巴信弟兄去到一个乡村里面，那里面有很多的人，但是那个乡村的主管却是一个很坏的。
And he came shouting at Brother Buck Singh and telling him why you must preach from this foreign book.
然后他就走过来，大声向巴信弟兄喊说：“你为什么传这样一个外国人的书？”
And so, Brother Buck Singh went closer to him, and the Spirit of the Lord pointed his attention to a cigarette pocket in the pocket.
然后呢，巴信弟兄就走过去，然后在灵里面，巴信就看到这个人的那个口袋里面有一袋烟。
And he boldly asked him, "Take out that pocket."
然后他就大胆的。跟那个人讲说，把这个烟拿出来。
He said, "What brand is your cigarettes?"
就问他，你这个香烟的牌子是什么
？He was a little bit surprised with what Brother Buck Singh was doing. He says, "Berkeley."
然后这个人就很惊奇说，为什么巴信这个弟兄当时问了这么一个问题？他就说这个牌子叫 Berkeley。
And then Brother Buck Singh took the authority over that man, and all the spirits were.Working in him and behind him, with him, said, "You want to kill yourself by smoking this foreign cigar, and now you are asking me why I am preaching from this foreign book, which is called the Book of Life."
然后巴金弟兄就说：“你看，你现在抽着一个外国烟，是要杀你身体的。”但我现在要传一个好像是外国的一个福音，但是却是要救你生命的。
What I'm trying to tell is there may come opposition and rejection and persecution, but we have to be bold.
我要讲的是，没错，我们会碰到抵挡，会碰到逼迫，但是我们却还是要传福音。
We have to be courageous.
必须要刚强壮胆。
Okay.One more story. I have 20 more minutes.
我还有20分钟，那再讲一个故事。
I have maybe 100 plus stories, true stories. I want to narrate maybe 4 or 5 as the Lord may lead.
我其实有超过100个故事，但是神如果带领的话，我可能可以跟大家分享4到5个。
That very small testimony was from New York. I want to talk about Houston.
刚才所提到的那个小见证是在纽约，现在我要讲到休斯顿。
So that most of us may relate to this story. We are historians.
然后我们大家就可以觉得跟自己有关系了。
What they call it? H-Town?
就是有一个地方叫 H-Town.
Okay. Many years back, maybe 12 years back, I may be not correct in my dates, but maybe 12, 13 years back, me and Daisy were sitting on the couch in the evening.
大概12、13年前，我跟Daisy, 我们当时坐在沙发上。
And the Lord started leading us in this conversation.
然后神就带着我们有这么一个交谈。
We are talking about rapture.
我们是讲到被提。
There was a time in our life rapture was. We were talking about rapture a lot.
在那一段时间，我们经常的彼此交谈关于被提的事。
But after a long time, that day we were talking about it.
所以很久之后，我们那天还是在讲这个被提的事。
And we said, if the rapture may take place, all that we have.
那当时我们就说，如果被提发生的话，我们所拥有的一切
will go in the hands of the devil, the Antichrist.
会那个在敌基督的手里。
House, money, cars, and everything.
房子、车子，还有所有的一切钱财。
And then we started talking, we should use what we have even more in a radical manner for the furtherance of the gospel.
所以我们就说应该把这些都用在而且是极大的用在传福音上面。
And this wonderful thought, we went to bed.
然后借着这个奇妙的思想我们就开始。
Next morning, we were reading the daily devotional.
在第二天早上，我们一起来晨更。
You might have heard the name of Charles Spurgeon.
大家也许听到这个名字，就是斯布珍。
He was called the Prince of the Pulpit.
他是那个讲道的王子。
And he has given us 2 daily devotionals.
他传下来有两种的晨更。
Morning by morning and evening by evening.
就是。每个早晨的还有每一个夜晚的。
New Year is by the way coming up. If you would like to use that daily devotional, that will be a great blessing to you.
那我再提一下，就是新年要到了，如果你愿意使用这个晨更内容的话，相信你要得祝福。
So that particular time, the scripture portion was from Luke chapter 2 verse 4.
在那一次，我们晨更的章节是路加福音的2章4节。
Just we won't turn there.
大家不需要翻。
The story we all are familiar with. The friends wanted to take this paralytic person to the Lord, that Lord may touch him and heal him.
在那里面大家都很熟悉，就是一个瘸子的朋友要把这个瘸子带到主耶稣面前得医治。
And so when they went there, the house was full of people.
当他们去到那里的时候，整个房间都是人，他们进不去。
The house was jam-packed.
那里面都是人。
They could not. There were no chances to take him through the door.
所以没办法带着他们的朋友从门里进去。
So they took risk and opened up the rooftop and lowered the man.
所以他们就冒险到房顶上把房顶打开，把他们的朋友从房顶放下去。
And the Lord, even Lord was surprised to see their faith.
所以甚至主耶稣都很惊奇看到他们里面的信心。
And Lord touched him and healed him and also forgave his sins.
然后主就摸他来医治，而且赦免了他的罪。
But Spurgeon takes this scripture portion and gives his insight.
然后斯布珍就借着这个章节把他的那个看见讲出来。
First line goes, you also or we also should be creative.In bringing sin sick people to the Lord.
他就说第一句话就讲，你们也应该如此的有创造力，为着把这些罪人带到主面前。
The friends brought a sick friend to the Lord.
这些朋友们把他们得病的朋友带到主面前。
But Spurgeon tells we should be creative in bringing sin sick people to the Lord.
然后斯布珍讲的就是我们要有创造力，把那些灵里面得病的人带到主面前。
Among non-Christians, especially Nepalese and Bhutanese, I tell this, you will not find an hospital where this disease called sin can be treated.
Nepalese.
And I tell them there is no soap or detergent in this world with which you can cleanse the spot of sin upon you.
那我也告诉他们，没有一个这个世界上的这些洗洁剂或者消毒剂可以把你那个灵里面的那个斑点去除。
So Spurgeon tells we have to be creative in bringing sin sick people to the Lord.
所以斯布珍在那里说，我们要把这些罪人靠着创造力把他们带到神的面前。
Only Lord can heal us from this sin, disease called sin.
只有神能够来医治我们里面这个病，就是罪。
The next line goes.
然后下一句话。
There may be some risk involved.
就讲到这里面可能会有风险。
They literally took risk for themselves and those who were in the house. They opened up the rooftop.
因为当时那些人他们把这个房顶打开的时候，不光是自己，甚至周围的人可能都会有一个风险。
And the third line which touched our heart so strongly.
然后第三句话就非常大的摸到了我们的心。
Spurgeon writes, there may be a need of shaking of some properties.
然后在那里面就讲到，也许需要在你所拥有的事上要被震动。
At night, in the evening time, one day before, we were talking about our house. We have equity money, and we should use it for the gospel purpose.
因为在前一天我们正好讲到要用自己的不动产这些钱财为着福音的缘故。
And here, Spurgeon is telling there may be a need of shaking of some properties.
所以在这里斯布珍就讲到，也许有一个需要，就是你所拥有的要被震动。
And thus Lord started speaking to us, and Lord gave us many green signals here and there.
所以神就这样借着对我们说话，让我们看到这件事情是开了绿灯。
And the Lord impressed upon our heart that you should purchase, take hold of that store in the neighborhood.
然后呢，神就让我的心里面被激动。告诉我，在那个街上的有一个商店，你要把它买下来。
It was a gift store, a dollar store, and a gift store.
那个是一个礼品店，当时。
98 cents plus store, you might have seen this next to, what is it, Maryland Bakery, the Chinese Bakery, on Wilcrest and Bel Air.
在 Wilcrest 跟 Bel Air 那个街上，现在还有这样一个店，就是那个 dollar store, 就是。
Gift store,
yeah. 反正就是一个礼品店。
Yeah. And so Lord says, I want you to purchase that store and convert it for the gospel purpose.
然后神就跟我讲，我要你把它买下来，把它转成一个传福音的商店。
Reach out to thousands of people in the neighborhood through that store.
可以借着这个商店，来影响到周围这上千的周围这个社区里面的人，传福音给他们。
Enemy tried to bring many obstacles and hindrances, but against all odds, the purpose of the Lord prevailed.
然后在这个过程里面，这个仇敌给我们摆下许多的障碍，但是到最后的时候，借着神，这件事成就了。
And we end up purchasing the store.
最后我们把这个店买下来了。
The seller was from Pakistan, owning that store, running the store for 8 years. So it was well established business.
这个原来的那个这个店主呢是巴基斯坦人，他已经有8年时间在这里运营，所以证明是一个他的生意还是不错的。
And he was selling it for 50,000, and our equity was just coming out was only 37,000.
然后他要卖的价钱当时是50,000，但我们呢大概只有38,000左右。
We end up telling we are not interested in all this merchandise you have filled in your store.
然后我们就告诉他，你这个店里面那些商品啊、就是装满的，我们都不要。
Take away the excessive things, but we want to take possession of this store.
把这里面的商品都去除的话，我们只要这个店面。
And that day, the store was ours.
然后那一天，我们就买下了这个店。
Very next day, I had to go to New Jersey to preach in one of the conference.
然后第二天，我就要去新泽西，因为那边有一个传道的机会。
So I asked the owner that his brother may take care of the store for 3 days, and then we'll take it over and work on the store.
然后我就告诉那个店主，你能不能叫你的这个兄弟来把这个店照顾一下，只要3天时间。
Here I come back from New Jersey, and as a family, we went to the store.
从新泽西回来之后，我们全家就去到这个店里。
Philip and Grace were little, and they were very good customers. They used to buy toys and so many things from that store.
然后我的女儿跟儿子 Philip Grace， 他们两个孩子也去了。他们曾经是这个店的顾客，买了许多的东西。
And we were excited. Now this store is now our store.
然后现在我们很高兴，因为他们原来买东西的这个店成了我自己的店。
The man who was taking care of the store for 8 years started explaining to me all various different things.
然后这个店主在这里工作了8年的就开始向我们解释哪件东西在哪里怎么样运行。
And there came two robbers with gun.
突然间就有两个那个抢劫的人把枪就带着枪来抢劫。
Why the robbers came?
为什么这个抢劫的人会来呢
?To frighten us.
来恐吓我们。
Why the Devil comes.
为什么这个恶者他会来
？To kill.
他是来杀害。
To steal.
偷窃。
And to destroy.
毁坏。
One came swiftly in the store. The other was guarding the door.
有一个人很快的就进到店里，另外一个人就在店门前面来把守。
And the one who was inside grabbed hold of this tall, strong Pakistani man, asking for money.
然后呢，冲进店里的人就抓住这个很高大的店主，巴基斯坦的店主，拿枪指着他要钱。
It's a long story. I will cut down and give you the smaller version of it. Then he brought him on his knees where Daisy was standing. My wife was standing just 3 feet away.
我就把这个故事再简短的讲一下，就是当时呢。
The robber brought this Pakistani guy on his knees.
然后这个那个抢劫的人就让这个店主就跪在地上，然后我的妻子就在旁边。
Because what happened, the robber never knew that I am a new owner, so I said, take whatever you want from the cash register.
然后那个抢劫的人并不知道我是新店主，但是我当时就是说，你从那个抽屉里面把钱都拿走。
But the robbers knows that in the evening time we don't keep all the money, for the whole day in the cash register. We hide it somewhere.
但是那个抢劫人他也知道，到晚上的时候，不是所有当天的现金都在那个抽屉里，还有一些摆在另外的地方。
So he pushed me.
所以他就在那里来撞我。
And I pushed all the suitcases there.Showcase. All the things we put in the showcase.
我就把那个柜台展示的东西都摆在那里。
Everything was chaotic, glass all over, and all the different things on the floor.
然后那个玻璃都碎掉了，那个地上都是那些垃圾。
And then after he brought him down from the platform and put him on his knees and asking, Mullah, Mullah, Mullah.Money, money, money.
然后呢，那个之后，那个抢劫的人还是指着那个店主，让他跪在那里说：“还要钱，还要钱。”
Daisy was standing just 3 feet away.
然后我的妻子就离那里只有3尺那么远。
And the Spirit of the Lord started working, talking, speaking to her.
然后这个神圣灵就向着我的妻子来说话。
First thing she thought, this robber will kill this Pakistani man in front of me.
啊，然后第一个意念就是说，这个抢劫的人会要在我们面前杀了这个巴基斯坦的店主。
And the second thing came in her mind, this is not his store, it is our store.
然后呢，第二个就是让他突然间想这个意念就是说，这不是这个人的店，是我们的店。
For 1 month, we have marched at the drumbeats of Lord Jesus, and we have arrived to this day, this point.
有一个月的时间，神在他的号角的带领里面，让我们走到这一步。
And Daisy prayed.
然后 Daisy 就开始祷告。
I won't go in the detail.
我不会讲其他的细节。
But the fear of the Lord came upon both these robbers.
然后突然间，神就让恐惧临到这两个抢劫人。
First on the one who was guarding the door，
先临到那个在外面看门的人。
And he started shouting, "Vamonos, vamonos, let's go, let's get out."
然后他就开始向里面的人喊说，赶快走，赶快走。
But the one who was inside was reluctant and very aggressive. Says, "No, mola, mola, money."
但是在里面的人还是非常的那个暴力，就是说钱钱还是要钱。
I was little bit,
他非常勉强不想走。
I was a little bit timid, but Daisy continued praying.
我那时候真的被吓到了，但是 Daisy 还在那里祷告。
And within 10 seconds, the fear of the Lord also came upon this man.
然后十秒钟之后，神就让恐惧再临到这个抢劫的人。
And like spanked puppy, both of them ran away from the store.
就像反正他们就突然间就逃跑着离开这个店。
They could not take a penny or anything from the store.
他们甚至一分钱都没有从店里拿走。
And thus, through this happening, Lord told us or made it more stronger conviction in our heart. Yes, I want to take possession of the store, and I want you to use this store.For the gospel.
所以借着这件事，让我们心里面有更深的确信，就是神要我们来买这个店，而且使用这个店。
And many different ways we use that store, and many got saved, and so many testimonies.
然后后面有许多的见证，很多人来到这个店里面听到福音，而且得救。
But in the end, I will tell this. Once, even NASA engineers used to work in the store. They were fired.From the NASA. And a pastor asked us if we can help them. And so both these brothers, they studied in India together, they studied in America together, they started working in NASA together, and they were fired together from NASA. And they were hired by us, kind of, in the store to work for the Lord.
甚至有两个那个他们呢是两个从印度来到这边在拿萨工作，但是呢因为他们被解雇了，所以呢牧师跟我们讲，我们呢就让这两个人在店里面工作。
And
这也是神的安排。
One of the brother was a strong believer, but the other was not saved, but he got saved in the store.
其中一个人是一个在主里面有很强信心的信徒，那另外一个人不信，后来他也信了。
After some time, one Nigerian lady came and I was at the store.
有一次一个尼日利亚的妇女来到我们的店里。
And I told this story to her.
我就把这个故事讲给她听。
But before that, the Pakistani man, when the robbers went away, he started telling Daisy, if you would not have been here, they would have killed me.
那一次在抢劫之后，那个巴基斯坦的店主就跟 Daisy 说，如果你们不在这里，我一定会被杀害。
So when I told this entire story to this Nigerian sister, she started crying and sobbing.
当我把这个故事讲给这个尼日利亚的姐妹听的时候，她一边听就一边哭。
I asked, why you're crying?
我就问她，你为什么哭呢？
She said, for 3 years I have been giving gospel to this Pakistani guy.
这个姐妹就说，有三年时间我向这个巴基斯坦的店主传福音。
But as soon as you took over this store, he could experience firsthand the power of our Lord.
然后呢，他就说，当你们把这个店一买来，我就能够感受到神的灵在这里有大能。
Why I'm telling this? obstacles will come. Enemy will come to frighten us, to scare us, to stop what we are doing. But by His grace, we will press on.
我为什么讲这些呢？没错，会有很多的障碍，敌人会来试着阻止我们，但是神会让我们能够继续。
Last testimony, and I must close.
那我现在必须要结束了。
It is because Chinese brothers and sisters are going to be mentioned in this testimony. That's why I'm picking this one testimony.
那我还有一个见证，因为这个见证里面讲到中国的弟兄姐妹们。
Once many years back, I was speaking in our Dumble Fellowship.
很多年前我在 Dumble 教会那里
near your village.
那个 Dumble 是在修大的旁边。
And after preaching, we all, as usual, were eating together.
在每一次信息完之后，我们会坐在一起吃午饭。
And there were some elderly brothers and sisters, some students. They were there.
那有一些年长的弟兄姐妹，也有一些学生坐在那里。
And I end up giving one of our, we have different websites for our ministry among Hindus and Muslims, and so I end up giving one of the postcards like this. This is the postcard.
那为着那些印度的或者是穆斯林的人，我有一个网站。那这个网站呢，有这样一个名片，就提到这个网站。
I told them if you see any Indians or Pakistani.People just give it to them, pass it to them.
然后我就跟他们讲，你们如果看到有印度人、有巴基斯坦人，就把这个明信片给他们。
So among them there was a PhD student, Chinese student.
在这个中间有一个中国学生，他是博士生。
That was happening on Monday, and I mean Sunday, and Monday he went to UofH. His guide was a visiting professor from India. His name is Professor Bhairappa.
然后呢，在周一他就回去到他的系里，因为他的指导教师就是从
from India
就是从印度来的。他的名字
a Hindu man
叫巴拉巴巴拿巴
yeah and so yeah
Bhairappa
Bhairappa yeah
Bhairappa
so the Chinese brother end up giving this postcard to the professor and in the evening he went home and logged into our website.And he found a testimony which was very much similar to what was going on in his life.
然后呢，当天晚上，这个教授从中国学生手里拿了明信片，就登录这个网站，看到了一个见证，就跟他所经历的那个生活上经历是一模一样的。
He was going through some spooky situation.
他经历了一个很
spooky is like ghosts.And this kind of evil spirits are involved.
他经历了很多邪灵的事情。
Yeah, it's a long story, but that was happening.
也是一个很长的故事，但是就是当时这么发生了。
This Hindu professor right there and then decided to go to church.
然后这个印度的教授当时就决定要去教会。
And he started going to Dumble Fellowship every Friday.
然后每个周五他就去 Dumble 那个教会去聚会。
And he started telling, "Don't translate for me. Give me a Bible."I will read the Bible.
然后他就说，你甚至不用为我翻译，给我一本圣经。
A Hindu professor going to a Chinese church reading the Bible.
这个就是一个印度的教授去到一个中文的教会，在那里读圣经。
And dear brother Hai Long and sister Alice end up calling us.
然后那个海郎弟兄跟 Alice 姐妹就给我打电话。
Says brother, can you help him?
就说弟兄啊，你能帮这个人吗？
I said, yes, we'll definitely.
然后我就说当然了。
And so we phoned him and the professor said, please come after 3 weeks. My wife and 2 children are joining me during the summer vacation and will come from India.
然后这个教授就跟我讲说我的妻子跟家人3周之后会从印度到美国来。那个时候你来跟我们在一起。
So we went.
然后我们去了。
And we spent 4.5 hours with them.
就花了4.5 hours 在那里。
We gave our testimony. We showed some testimonies in the DVD or videos and read some scripture portions and talked about the salvation and about the gospel.
然后呢，我们就讲我们自己的见证，给他们看一些那些影像，跟他们一起读圣经。
And Lord has taught us to always, if we engage someone individually or in a group for more than 3-4 minutes.We will give altar call. will not shun away or shy from that matter.
对我们来讲，不管是碰到人或者碰到一个团体，三到四分钟之内，我们一定会跟他们来讲，直接的讲。
And so we asked the professor, "Would you like to receive the Lord Jesus about whom I was telling to you?"
然后我们就问他，问这个教授，就说：“你愿不愿意接受我们所跟你所传的这个主耶稣
？”And he said, "Yes, I want to receive this Lord Jesus. I'm going through some serious issues."
然后他就说：“是的，我愿意接受，因为我经历了很多很严重的一些难处。
”And then we turned to the son Bhishma, 13 years old. He said, "Yes, I want to receive this Lord Jesus."
然后我们就问他的小儿子，Bhishma 就说：“你愿不愿意接受？”他说：“我也愿意。
”11 years old Monica, she said, "Yes, I want to receive the Lord Jesus in my life." She won many awards for Arangetram and Kathakali. Means some Indian dance, they always dance before their gods and goddesses. She said, "I will give up. When I ask you how to give up this," she said, "Yes, I will give up."
然后我们就问他11岁的女儿，愿不愿意接受？然后这个女儿呢，她是就是来学跳舞的，经常是在那些假神假神面敬拜里面来跳舞。但当时她就说我愿意接受，而且我们跟她讲你要放弃你这种跳舞，她说我愿意放弃我的跳舞。
And as Daisy asked the wife, the mom,
然后 Daisy 就问那个妈妈
，Her answer was just blessing us so greatly.
然后她的回答让我们受了极大的祝福。
She said, "I am a hidden Christian since more than 10 years."
哦，她说我是一个隐藏的基督徒，已经超过十年了。
When I was in college, one of my friends gave me the gospel about what I am talking to you all for this last 1 hour. Gave her the gospel and she got saved, received the Lord in her heart as her Lord and Savior.
他说我在大学的时候就有我的朋友把你们刚才这些时间里面跟我讲的主传给我，而且我接受了，我得救了。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our gracious Lord, we thank thee and we praise thee.
有恩典的神呢，我们感谢赞美你。
Great is your faithfulness.
你的信实何广大。
After doing everything, one and all of us, we want to say, "I am what I am by the grace of God."
主啊，在这些所有的事情过去之后，我们要说，我们成了何等样的人。
Like Paul, we want to say, "I have toiled so much more than others, but it was not I, but the grace which was given to me was toiling."
主啊，就像保罗所说的，我比众人都劳苦，但却是因着你的恩典让我可以这样劳苦。
Lord, we claim your promise. Our God is able to abound all his grace towards us, that we may have all sufficiency in everything to increase all the works of the Lord.
主啊，我们要在这里来宣扬，就是你的恩典，主啊，在各样的事上能够让凡事都成为可能。
Abound your grace towards each one of us and all of us.
主啊，让我们每一个人都与这个恩典有连接。
Increase your anointing upon us.
主啊，在我们身上增加这恩膏。
That we may run and run.
所以我们可以为你奔跑而奔跑。
Use us for thy purpose.
使用我们是为了你的旨意。
Bless us as you have spoken to us.
因为你向我们说了话，就求你祝福我们。
With thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
这样的感恩是奉着主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. And amen.